Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of bad habits. And welcome to another Normat Night. Here I am in Cat Harpin, Maryland. Cat Harpin, Virginia. Just getting ready to let you guys call in. You can reach me at 3 now, but that I do at night every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Now, how did I know Fringe was going to be such a good show? But I don't miss any episodes because they all show up on Hulu, and I just watch them on Hulu. Now, I don't know how many of you out there use Hulu. http://hulu.com, but it's an absolutely great site. If you do use Hulu, why don't you give me a call here, 301-908, oh God, there goes my cell phone number again, 347-945-6713 is the show number, or you can just come into the chat session at blogtalkradio.com/normatnight. There's a push-to-talk button right there on Blog Talk Radio. And I got a chat window here open somewhere, absolutely. And you can always join me right now. And you can give me a tweet. Hello, do I have somebody on here? Come on, you're on with Norm. I thought I heard you out there, but there's nobody on my switchboard. I'm 5 minutes into the show, and I guess I don't even know what to start talking about. I am having a ball coaching soccer. My team's off to a great start. We're 5-1 We lost a tough game on Saturday, but bounced back today. Got the popcorn soccer moving. Pop, 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 go. Pop, 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 go. Pop, 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 go. It was really a pleasure to watch. We worked hard in training since the loss, and things seem to be coming back to normal. It was not a bad team we played today, but we got the best of them. It was cold. You have no idea how cold it is out there today. I mean, it was amazing. I just couldn't believe how cold it was, you know. And, God, the players really responded well, actually. We had a lot of fun playing the game, and well, we came out ahead, but we're 5 wins and a loss. We've got that one loss, unfortunately, was in the conference where we're 3-1 now. And we'll get another chance at that team that beat us. And things, I hope, will be different. Hey, Culta Raison, I see you on the chat line. Why don't you call in at 347-945-6713? I would love to talk to you live. I've got 5 lines open. Just press that button out there, all of you folks. I missed you last week, Colt, but now I see you're out there, and it's good to hear from you. I don't know, really. I don't have much of an agenda. You know, Barack Obama, he's been out of the country now for 8 days. He stopped in Iraq. And, you know, he really, maybe, I don't know. You know, I start to think, yeah, he's going to be different than all the other guys. And what does he do? He starts talking about how, yeah, he might have been against the war before he was president, but now that he's president, you know, he's got to be responsible to our commitments and all that other kind of stuff. Hey, Barack, I voted for you because I expected you to get us out of Vietnam or out of Iraq. Bang, 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 bang. That's what you said you were going to do, and that's why I voted for you. You know, I guess being president's more important. You know, when you were a lowly state legislator, then you were against the war. Oh, but you crucified Hillary Clinton during the campaign. But now, you know, in fact, you may even be worse. Because you didn't think it was a mistake. You were against it. Now you're for it. Somebody explain to me. I know, I don't understand exactly what is happening to Norm at night. I don't understand anything. I'm just a poor steel worker from Buffalo, happen to get lucky and go to college, I guess. But if you want to call up and tell me why I shouldn't be upset with Barack Obama, and why I should be happy that he's acting, quote, responsible as President of the United States, well, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. I've got 5 lines open, and I'm waiting for you. I'm going to check my chat window right now. My buddy Colt is getting ready to call in. Any of my old STM friends, if you're out there, why don't you give me a call, 347-945-6713. I'd love to hear from any of you. There's budget cuts everywhere. Norm is happy to announce that, no, he survived the job cuts at the place he works, and he's got a contract for the next year, and he's very happy about that. And so I guess you get Norm at night for another year, because as long as I'm eating, I guess I have time to do the show. I guess I could become president, though, and become responsible. I am very upset. Hey, go ahead, Colt. You're on the air.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, you know. I've been watching the guy out of the country now for 8 days.
Hey, he was pretty impressive out there, I thought.
Out where?
Well, at the G20, Prague,
yeah,
and
you know, he
Turkey.
Sounds- Yeah, he always sounds impressive, but then, you know, the guy goes to Iraq and suddenly he's a responsible president, you know, and I can't just do what I said I was going to do and get all the troops out. Well, you know, that's why I voted for you. That's why I voted for you.
Well, you should have voted for Ron Paul then.
Well, you know, maybe I should have, but why would he have been any different? You know, once they get in office, they forget what they promise and do what they have to do to stay in office.
Yeah, well, I look at it this way. If that was your primary issue, then Ron Paul would have been your choice. You know, in the pre-invasion period.
I have to admit. I was a bit, Ron Paul had great appeal to me until I saw him on TV. Excuse me, I have allergies.
Oh.
And I had everything under control. My body got used to all the Maryland pollen, but now that I'm here in Virginia for the first spring, it's really bugging me. At first, I thought I had a cold, and then I just realized that.
I think we lost you. Well, we'll just sit here and wait. Unless I lost him. But I don't think so. Well, let me unplug this and see what we got.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I got cut off.
I got cut off.
Okay, yeah, I was kind of, yeah, I was wondering. I had to unplug the headphones and put the speakers on and see if my voice came through there, and it did, so I knew it was at your end.
Oh, yeah, so no question about it. My cell phone lost the signal.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you're out there, why don't you join Cult and me, 347-945-6713. We've had a lot of fun three ways here in the past.
Three ways, depending on, you know, it could mean something else.
Well, maybe it could. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying. Just...
Yeah, well, you know, we're saying, hey, wait, it says I got two callers here. Oh, I guess one must be me.
I'm only showing two people a room.
Right, you and me.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to your show last week. I was out working in the backyard, and by the time I got back in the house, it was past 7. But now that was Jan from Buffalo.
Yeah, that was an old friend from upstate. Absolutely, that was pretty cool. I haven't seen.
Now this is. Let me think. I don't want to say her last name. I might mispronounce it anyway. But let me think. She said, "Go down to Bullfeathers." Short, dark hair, Italian. Hello? Did we lose him again?
I don't know what's going on. I keep losing the cell signal.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you catch anything that I just said or no?
No.
Probably not.
I'm sure it's on the archive.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Jan. Says dark hair, Italian.
Yes, absolutely.
And okay, and... And she was a buddy with Paul Kurtz, Dr. Kurtz.
Yes.
In fact, yeah, well, she introduced me to him. And then I did some work for the magazine, the American Humanist.
Right.
Yeah, way back.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know if you even knew that, because you were in and out of town, so, you know.
Right, so I don't, you know... If I knew it, I didn't remember it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think he works for another group. I think it's down in your area, somewhere in D.C.
Well, no, now she's actually out on
San Francisco. Yeah, I got that from the show. I meant Dr. Kurtz is in the D.C. area.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he's debunking extraterrestrials and stuff like that, you know.
Oh,
he loves stuff, that sort of thing.
God, I really didn't know him that well.
Yeah, I didn't either, other than I'm a really friendly guy and just as sharp. I mean, amazing, you know. So... They just sit around, I would just sit around and listen. What's that?
First name?
Paul.
Paul. I'm going to have to Google him and see what I come up with.
Yeah, as far as I know, he's still active and working, you know. Now, I haven't... Well, let me think. My humanist... I let that expire some time ago. But they're still an active group.
Even, are they still around, even?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I think mine expired maybe 2003, 2004.
Oh.
And, but, you know, they've got chapters all around. And I'm sure they have a website somewhere, too.
Oh, I'm
so,
sure
so
they
what's,
do.
Yeah, so what's Jan up to?
She's in some guy I really didn't get into a lot of the personal stuff. She's in some business in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Something to do with, like, government swindles. Or I don't really quite understand, you know, government auditing.
Oh, okay, well. Yeah, these days, government finance, you know, and swindling, more or less, are indistinguishable.
Right, well, the whole thing is, has really gone to hell in a handbasket.
Which thing?
Well, the whole government.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I understand that. So, yeah, you know, I mix it up with them on the Motley Fool all the time when we, you know, debate the moral hazard, you know, and even the incredible inefficiency of this whole bailout, the TARP and the TALF and whatever, you know, variations of it are out there. You know, it's, at this point, I mean, I look at it and I think, you know, first of all, I know it would have been, if we, let's say, did nothing.
Right.
I don't think the country would have been ready for what was going to happen. You know, I don't. It would have been such a shock. We would have had some serious issues.
Well, you know what? What would have happened?
Well, here's the one thing that was happening along the line, and I'm sure a lot of people are not aware of it, but nearly every company runs their payroll. It's essentially a revolving credit line.
Right, I understand.
Because
that.
You know, so all of our payrolls for large corporations are all done through either an adjusted rate security or they have a revolving credit line with their bank. And also, the way pension funds pay out, the way mutual funds pay out. Annuities, they also use much the same system. The debt is auctioned every month, and it pays more than the average money market. So there are always people who want. Anyone who has extra cash buys this security, and then it's renewed every 30 days. Now, that whole thing dried up. There was nobody there to bid on any of that debt anymore. So what you would have had is a scenario where all of these entities, government and otherwise, would have had to sell assets in order to make their payrolls. You would have had such an incredible sell-off of everything. Everything you can think of would have been just had to, you know, it would have been a forced sale. And we would have been talking about devaluation of the likes you've never seen before. I mean, sitting here in Sacramento, my property value, you know, for the town, we're down 59% from our high.
Yes, but that only bothers you if you're trying to sell it or you're trying to borrow on it or you already have borrowed on it.
Or if I want to refinance it, which, you know, the loan to value is much higher now because the house is worth, you know, half of what it used to be. So even though this home affordability plan is out there, a lot of us are not eligible for it. We can't use it because now our credit is bad because our property has gone down. So, but anyway, what I'm saying here is that you would have had things would have kept selling and would not have stopped because everyone would have had to make their obligations. And who's to say there were buyers for most of this stuff? You would have had people who, you know, large companies who would not have made their payrolls. I mean, like General Motors. There would be a week and nobody gets a paycheck. I mean, just think about what would happen there. Nobody would be paying their bills, on and on and on it goes. No, it would have been an incredible crisis. So I know that they had to do what they did. Whether or not it had to go to the second bailout and all the subsequent programs, you know, that's debatable, of course. But we were at a very critical point, you know, when Paulson and Bernanke and all that came to the house and said, "We got to have this money. There's no way around it." So, you know, but now we're stuck with it, and, you know, I'm not going to debate the moral hazard, or I realize that the cost will be tremendous further down the line. As a country, we are probably not going to grow much at all for probably another decade. I can tell you that. Just any time you're saddled with that much debt, you know, we're going to experience very modest growth in the GDP from now on. And, you know, for now, I'm just going to deal with the situation, you know, accept it as it is and work it as best I can. So I'm taking an objective, objectivist view on it. I live with what I, you know, I'll live with the economy we have rather than try to change it, because change is, well, we already know about change. That's Obama, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my confidence in change is, let's say, rather low. You still there? Yeah, you seem to like come in and out, you know. Oh, God. Yeah. Maybe I should find some music to play in between the gaps here. I don't know what I've got. Let's see. Anybody else in the chat room? No, nobody there. Just Norm and myself. Let's see. Here's some from the chat room. Norm, hi. Me. Hi, Norm. Norm, hi. Me. Okay, let me set things up. That's it. That's all that we have in the chat room.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to use the phone on speaker. Just utterly baffling me. Verizon probably borrowed some money to sell me this phone.
Yeah. Are you sure you can't run that entire thing online? I mean,
Well, you know, I might, but I'm using a borrowed computer. I had a hard drive disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just called in and plugged in, and I'll try to figure it out at another time.
Mm-hmm.
How many people out there have had a hard drive crash at probably just the worst time in their possible times to crash? Give us a call, 347-945-6713. Call and talk to Colt or me or anybody else on the show. You know, I've been having quite a few weeks now where I've had multiple callers, and I want this one to keep up. Hey, what's his name? Democratic Communist, if you're out there in Halifax, why don't you give us a call? We haven't heard from you in a long time. Always fun to get a call from Halifax. Anybody got anything they want to talk to? Oh, I know one thing I wanted to put into play here. The government really wants General Motors to sell cars. I think...
Yeah, it would be nice, yeah.
What?
I said that would be nice.
Well, why don't they try this? If you buy an American-made car, Ford, GM, or Chrysler, and the interest rate on the car loan will become tax-deductible. And if you buy a hybrid car, the interest on the car loan becomes a tax credit.
Okay. Oh, just... Okay. Well, okay, what are you trying to do here? You've got two incentives and obviously two different motivations, right?
Right.
Your hybrid, your...
I want to motivate people to buy American cars.
Buy American, okay.
No tax deduction.
Okay. And the hybrid thing, now the...
You want to buy a Volkswagen, no tax deduction. You want to buy a Renault or a BMW... No tax deduction.
Okay, now this hybrid credit, is it for an American car only, or what?
Yes, Ford, GM, or Chrysler.
So, an American car, and then an additional credit for a hybrid.
If you buy a regular, if you buy a regular internal combustion car, your interest is tax deductible, or 40 cents on the dollar approximately.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a hybrid, the interest is a tax credit for the life of the loan.
Oh, all right. Okay, let's say, in the interest of fairness, the government of Japan decides to subsidize Toyota for similar amounts for any car they sell in the United States.
But they can't do that with... They can't do that with American income tax credit.
Well, of course not. They're going to do it in Japan. In other words...
Go ahead, who cares?
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you do things like that. You end up with a trade war by proxy, you know. That.
American cars in Japan. I want to sell them here.
Well, we sell more in China than we do here, believe it or not. They love Buick.
They love Buick.
Oh, Buick, Buick is a... It's a huge status symbol in China. I'm not sure why, but they like it. So, but no, when you do that sort of thing, again, you know, there's always a way for another government to counter it. Now, I am more concerned with outsourcing, job outsourcing, particular in the. In the technology area, ITs, graphic designers, animation,
right.
But specifically, you know, the IT work. And I know IBM is going to be outsourcing an enormous amount of work. And that's all going to primarily to India. Some goes to China, some goes to Malaysia, a few other countries. And I look at that as a significant security risk. Because if I'm a terrorist, there's a lot of difficulty involved in getting in here, and whether it's setting off a bomb or flying a plane into a building, you know, that takes years of planning and people die and all the rest of it. But if my mission is only to disrupt the United States, then what better way to do it than online, than being a hacker? And I think what this does is open us up to the potential of saboteurs screwing with our electrical grid, trying to break into nuclear plants, defense, financial networks, on and on it goes. And I think they can cause a much, much more trouble that way, and it's less expensive. They don't even have to leave their home, you know, let's face it. So I don't think, you know, I don't think that's really been addressed. And the other thing I'm very concerned with is, the whole matter of identity theft. Now, consider if all of my personal data is on servers that are maintained by either Chinese or Indian or Malaysian, that doesn't make me feel very secure. So we're talking all my medical records, which are already there, my financial records, tax information. I mean, on and on it goes. Everything.
Who cares?
Everything. Well, who cares? Well,
yeah, why
you know,
do you
I.
care?
Well, I should care if my credit card doesn't work. I should care if my bank account gets drained.
Credit
I guess.
Get another one.
You know, I'm down to one credit card now. Well, no, I have two. I have Best Buy and one other one. The cards I had that...
I have a couple of my wall, but the only one I use is my bank card.
Yeah, my inactive cards, the bank shut them down. You know, they just... If you hadn't used them within 6 months, boom, they were gone. And they were perfectly fine. They had zero balance, and I wasn't using them. But that's happening to a great many people. You know, either the cards are being closed or their credit lines are being reduced dramatically, you know. So I've got a good credit rating. I don't think they're going to take it. But I certainly don't want to apply for another one. I've got one, and I like what I have, so that's it. But anyway, you know... I have never, you know, been the victim of identity theft, but from what I understand, it takes you years and lots of money to get things straightened out. So it is a big deal.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
I had some identity theft. Somebody stole a book of checks from me.
Mm-hmm.
I got all the money back.
Well, that's nice,
sir.
Uh-huh.
And cashers a check I didn't sign. It's their problem, not mine. And
well,
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, here, you know, there is the issue. Let's say somebody gets a hold of your credit card or duplicates it and starts charging all over. Granted, there's a level. Right, there's a level of protection there. On the other hand, you know, it's going to take you a very, very long time to get that straightened out. You will not be using that credit card again, and it's highly unlikely anyone else is going to give you a credit card.
You know what?
You will be cash only. What's this?
I said, good, I'll use cash.
Oh, okay then. Well, it's like this. I mean, if I, you know, if I go by Staples and I see, you know, a 28-inch monitor and I want it, you know, the card comes out and I take it home. You know, I like that freedom. You know, that convenience,
you know,
is worth. You know, I like
freedom.
That.
Maybe you're a prisoner of it.
No, I pay off the balance in full every month. They don't make anything off me. They make money off the merchants, you know.
I mean, you have this credit card, you see this 28-inch monitor and whatever, and you think, oh, cool. You do it because you can. Well,
yeah.
Maybe if you can't, you'll free yourself of all those things.
You can call it. Well, I'm not. What are, am I trying to free myself from consumerism? Is that what you're saying?
Are you?
I don't know. I understand it can be addictive for people. Some people, and addictive is not the word. Compulsive is the word. And people do have compulsive behavior, and other people prey on that. But. You know, if I bought a monitor every other week, that could be a problem, yeah.
No, I mean,
but,
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just sick and tired of credit.
Well, you
I'm
know,
it's
a...
credit!
Lay away.
Oh, geez. Now that's Flynn Fair, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, even, okay, let's say, do you remember back in the 60s and up into the early 70s? Okay. Did we know anybody, anyone our age have a credit card? We didn't.
My parents had one.
Well, no, we didn't, because it was expensive. You had to pay, I forget how much it was. There was an annual fee, and then there was a charge for every charge you made. And there was an age restriction. I think you had to at least be 26 years old. It was very difficult.
Well,
in fact,
revolving charge cards, which were very different than.
Yeah, we had the ones at local stores, but I mean, like a MasterCard or a Visa, that was another animal, and most people didn't have them.
Oh, I got a big mess here now.
Uh huh. What do you got?
Oh, I just got a big error message from Blog Talk Radio. My engineer here says, oh, I don't even know what he just said. Let's see here. Sorry, but our servers have experienced an error that prevents us from showing you that page. Don't worry, we'll get this fixed.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, well.
Okay, well. Well, you had a guest.
Well, no, I mean, I'm still working, but I don't have my switchboard.
Oh, okay.
So I can't, let me see if I can refresh the page.
Yeah, let me, I'll...
My Blog Talk Radio. No, I'm not getting the switchboard.
Oh, okay. See, I have it here, and it seems to be functioning. So.
Oh, God. What am I doing wrong with? Oh, there we go. My switchboard. And it's back. We got about 18 minutes, and, you know, I'm going to have a Guinness on the air. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Give us a call, 347-945-6513. And while I'm getting my Guinness, this will be something for all of you Maybe he'll touch your soul.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them
to know.
All
they
told us in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I...
Oh, God. Actually, I got a Corona.
Oh, there you go.
You ever have a Guinness on draft?
I don't recall. I probably have, yeah.
Well, it's got this little white thing in the bottom. I can't figure out what it's for.
Hmm.
It's like, I don't know, it looks like a little peg, and it's only in Guinness bottle.
Hmm, that's interesting. I don't remember looking.
Anyway. Hey, guess what, though? 2 inches of snow on the ground in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were thawing out, huh? Well, it's raining here. We've...
Call me
yeah,
last
got...
night.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, we've got late rain up here and snowstorms up in the mountains.
Snow tomorrow.
You know.
So I talked to him a little earlier tonight. He says it's 2 inches. The whole, everything's covered white.
Ah. Oh, that's got to screw everything.
Last Thursday it was 72.
Yeah, because all the flowers and the plants, they think it's time to wake up. And then,
right, everything's got to wake up. Hold on, I'll be right
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sorry about all the dead air there.
Oh, no problem. So.
Now I can't find the switchboard again. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, guess what I bought today?
What'd you buy today?
I haven't cooked it in ages, but, trepita. Tripe. A lot of people won't eat it. Tripe.
Tripe.
I haven't had tripe in a long time.
Oh.
I still like it. I know. A lot of people don't like it. They just, you know, that's like the worst thing you can eat. It's an insult for some, you know, it's one of those Sicilian things that people say. They insult your mother's tripe, and that's like a terrible thing. I don't know what it means, but I don't know why I like it. I mean, I realize it's depression food, and And some people say it's cat food. They just feed it to the cat, you know.
Oh, well, there was a couple of restaurants on the west side where it was the specialty.
Yeah, I love it, you know. And I mean, sometimes I do it, you know, the Italian style, and other times I'll make menudo, you know, Spanish. And it's just a difference of spices, more or less, you know.
I guess, have you ever had haggis?
No, that, you know.
I don't know.
I probably shouldn't say anything bad about, considering what tripe is, yeah. You know, but I've had, what did I eat in England? The kidney pie. And
yes.
The mushy peas. I liked the bangers, that was good.
Bangers and something for
Yeah, I forget what else they threw in there. And there was, what the hell was that other thing? Oh, the oxtail. And that was, I don't know.
Too.
Yeah, well, the oxtail in that, I had it and I ate it, but then the more I thought about what it was, then I don't know. I mean, you're eating ass, you know? It's ass.
Oh,
jeez. You
know. Oh, my
and
he's, God.
I don't want to eat this. Well, I see in the stores, you know, they sell turkey tails, they call them.
Uh-huh.
And it's just bird ass, you know? You don't want to put that in your mouth, you know? Or now they have this new thing they call them beef feet. They're hooves. But they call them, they make it more, they call it beef feet. Now, you know, all they do is they shave off the outside so it's like bloody. I guess you make soup out of it or something. But don't call them beef feet. These are hooves.
Oxtail soup's actually pretty famous, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I guess, but you gotta remember, I mean, back then, people had to eat and food between the wars and famines and plagues, you know, you ate whatever there was, so, you know, if you didn't want to eat grass clippings, then you had to eat the tail, you know, so, but, well, do you know, now, I was watching, the Hitler Channel, or the History Channel. Well, that's what I call the History Channel. Because it seems like they have nothing, but you know why, because it's just World War II endlessly. Well, they had a show, you know, they were showing the civilians in England during the bombing and the war and all that, and the government actually put out recipes to cook birds, like sparrows and pigeons. I mean, they really did this, because there was not a whole lot to eat, you know. And, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, people ate whatever, you know. But you remember, a lot of what we're eating, you know, sausage and the haggis and things of that sort, you know, people were forced to figure out a way to cook that, whether it had to, you know, be soaked in lime for a week or whatever. They figured out a way to make that palatable. You didn't throw anything away, you know. So, you know, and that's, you can tell a lot about a country's, yeah, well, you can tell a lot about a country's history by the cuisine. You know, like Germany always had a war, you know. And so, yeah, they had to figure out how to make blood sausage and, the brains, you know, bifurst. I mean, you name an organ and they've got a name for it, and they'll put it on your plate, you know. So, and blood sausage, I had that. That's, it makes you feel like Bela Lugosi. It's not a good thing. Because
hold on one second. You know, I just noticed on my Facebook If you're out there, Mark, and you're listening, why don't you just take a little time out from chasing the bad guys and give us a call at 347-945-6713. Come on, all you St. Mary's people, if any of you are out there, well, you can call in too. We got about 7 minutes left, and we got 4 open lines. Oh, gosh, I had clams and, instead of linguine, I used rice.
Oh, geez. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Now I'm trying to figure out if salad I have in there. I'm going to eat it tomorrow.
Yeah, I gotta see if I got all the ingredients for my tripe. If not, I'll have to do it tomorrow. So.
That's right. Hey. Boy, it's not even 7
o'clock
up there, is it?
Yeah, it's about quarter. Oh, about 6 minutes to 7.
Right.
Yeah, it's
it's really kind of cool. As this stuff's like a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're looking at the sun and it's dark as can be here.
Yeah, it's still, well, it's very overcast because of the rain. Well, the other thing too is that we had a very early spring, I guess you call it, because my rose bushes are in full bloom right now.
Really?
And we've already, daffodils are done and gone, tulips are done and gone, irises are just starting to open. I've seen, you know, they've got tomatoes for sale in the markets and that now. I think it's too early to put tomatoes. It's, you know, it still gets in the 40s at night. That's not good for them. So I won't plant any for a while. Yeah, probably not. We'll see. Maybe by the end of the month, I guess.
Right, that's what I thought. I'd put tomatoes in some pots at the end of April.
Yeah, I do the container for, especially for the specialty tomatoes. You know, I get some heirlooms and stuff like that.
I was hoping Jan might call in. She said he was going to come back this week.
That'd be nice.
347-945-6713. God, I forgot all about the magazine. That is a kick. All current. Wow.
Yeah, I'm only about around 100 miles from San Francisco.
Right. Have you ever did you ever meet Tony Patterson?
Oh, yeah. At the Dante Alighieri Society.
Right.
Yeah. She gave a lecture.
Talker,
it was hysterically funny. I enjoyed that. And all those
humor.
Yeah, she was like an... She was like an uber liberal, wasn't she? I mean, politically.
Well, you listened to the talk fest between me and Nicole tonight, because we're sure enjoying it. My students actually found out about this show. They Google you all the time, and... I'm trying to bring social networking into the mainstream at school, and it's just a very narrow path to walk to make sure you don't get your ass booted right out the door.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, let's face it, schools need, especially at the high school and elementary level, they need a significant amount of control, if for no other reason than to keep the parents happy, let's face it.
But that doesn't do any good for the kids.
Well, I understand that, you know. But you're in a private school, and they tend to put their kids in the private school because they don't... Well, that's why my brothers and sisters were sent to a Catholic school, because, well, it was safer and more disciplined and whatever.
They didn't go to the same bar.
Yeah. I didn't go there. Good God, no. But yeah, they went to St. Bart's right around the corner. That was right around the corner from us.
I know.
So yeah.
You went to a public school?
I went to PS 82.
You went to 82? Wow.
Yeah, we didn't live on Deerfield all the time, you know.
Oh, well, I always thought you lived in Deerfield.
No, we lived there.
Where did you live?
Oh, in Langfield.
Oh, okay. And so you just walked right up Edison to Roslyn.
Yeah, more or less.
Wow. You know, that's really cool. When did you move on Deerfield?
I think around 64, 65, around there.
Oh,
around,
okay.
Yeah, I think of around then. So,
right, and then all your friends.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so but I knew the whole Delavan area. I mean, you know, Bacolucci's and Costanzo's and everything, all the way up to Edgar Road, you know. So. Oh, I used to love their bread. Costanzo's Bakery?
Tommy T is how he's doing out there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have no way. I haven't really thought of how to contact him. I guess.
He's out in Las Vegas somewhere. He's still alive.
Uh-huh.
Because he still shows up in the USDF rating list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't played. The last chess I played. I made it to the. To the Army chess team. So I played like third board for the Army. At that time, my rating got as high as 1801.
Uh-huh.
That's as good as I ever got. and we didn't win. So, yeah, the Air Force and the Navy have got like, you know, like resident masters. I think that's all these people do is play chess.
Yeah, now they do, absolutely. Hey, well, we got 2 1-seconds, and that's it for this live portion of Norm at Night.
Yeah,
okay,
that was kind of cool.
But we're, I mean, it's still going to the archive, but we're not streaming anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. We played the final in Washington, or right outside of Washington.
Right, every time.
Yeah, there was the, it's the fort that, where the MP school is.
Right.
I can't remember the name of it. But, yeah, it was cool, all expense paid, and, so I got to D.C., I spent like a week there, played the chess tournament, and it was all free, so it was cool. And then they kept saying, well, no, at that time I had already left Europe, and I was at Fort Ord in California. And so I won the tournament for the West Coast. And then that got me the trip to the Army
right,
chess team.
What year was all that?
Oh, in the, let me think, 82, 83, I think it was 82.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I played chess in the, in Europe, too. They had these confederations, and each city would play the other. So, like, every, you know, one day, you know, it was a league, more or less. And so I played for our little town, and we did pretty good. Except, you know, like, our town only had, like, you know, 12,000 people, So if you were playing against, if you played against Frankfurt, well, hell, they're all master class players, you know. So I mean, there were sometimes we knew we would get killed, you know. But at the same time, I mean, it was cool, you know, to go to a different guest house and to sit there and drink beer and just the whole social thing was really nice, you know. I came very close to say, what's that?
Next week, I've been meaning to do this, and I'm just going to do it as soon as I'm going to email you the show code.
Oh, okay.
And you can try to call the, I want to see how co-hosting works.
Oh, okay. Do you want to experiment with that now, or what do you want to do?
No, actually, because I want to wait till we have a new, and I can't just, well, I guess I could go to the email. No, I don't want to do it now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got a, whatever it is, a number. You know, I'm set up to be a host.
Right.
You know, I did all that.
I mean, I want to see if we can both call in on my host number.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, why don't you, yeah, just send me whatever information you think I might need, and then, then next week Tuesday.
Where did it go now? It's the host PIN number.
Mm-hmm.
I'll email you it and the host ID number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think there's the show has an ID number. And then there, yeah, I might have to use my host ID number, but I have one, so that won't be a problem.
I don't think that would, because like if you interview somebody, the way I understand it, have them call in on a host number.
Oh, okay.
Or
well,
co-host the show with you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've got
yeah,
a.
I'd like to try that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go
yeah,
to
all right. Well, you know, right on the site here, they've got a, you know, an FAQ for, you know, just about. So I'm sure we could get those questions
answered.
Oh,
yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll send you an email tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
All right, well,
easy.
Okay.
That's it for Tournament Night this week. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Good night.
Bye.